This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. International pressure is building on Israel to hold back in responding to Iran's attacks, but many Israelis are calling on the government to retaliate forcefully. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Iran's attack, with hundreds of missiles fired simultaneously, was unprecedented. So was the international cooperation to intercept them, with the U.S., Jordan, and Britain working together, say Israeli security officials. As the international community urges restraint, some in Israel say the Jewish state must respond. Israeli media reports say two former chiefs of staff in the war cabinet, Benny Gantz and Gadi Eisenkot, wanted to strike back at Iran while the Iranian attack was underway, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no. Other Israeli intelligence analysts say the damage was limited, and Israel can choose not to respond further. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden met with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani on Monday at the White House as tensions soar in the Middle East between Iran and Israel after Tehran's weekend strikes.
The United States is committed to Israel's security. We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home.
Sudani called for restraint as he led a delegation that's met with officials across Washington, including President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Armed Israeli settlers shot dead two Palestinians in the occupied West Bank on Monday, hours after Israeli forces killed a Palestinian teen during a military raid, officials said. Monday's violence brought to 8 the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces or armed settlers since Friday, as Palestinian authorities report increased settler rampages across the West Bank. This is VOA News.